Today, only three women are going to earn the right to be called a finalist for Miss Survivor, but everybody can get all of the selection and all of the savings when they shop at Amazon. Help support nonsense like you're about to listen to by starting your Amazon shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from the studios of Rob Has a Podcast, this is the Miss Survivor Live Results Top 3 Finalists. It's not the other words there in the title. Oh my God, Nicole, how the hell are you?
I am fantastic.
We are here live using a Google Hangout here.
In the new studio.
We've been making some upgrades to the live facilities here.
When you win a podcast award, that's what has to happen.
Well, we had to raise our game.
Yes.
But let me introduce here, we have with us to tally the votes, the man who's been counting everything over the last couple of weeks. Here he is. It's Kurt Clark. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Yes, and Kurt has the results here of all 18 women eligible for this year's Miss Survivor competition.
Kurt has the package.
He has the results right there in his package.
Right here.
In his package?
Yes. And then also with us tonight, the woman behind the live shows here on Rob as a Podcast, she is monitoring your comments both on Twitter and on the YouTube show page. She can see your comments on YouTube and on Twitter when you use the hashtag RHAP. It's Jessica Frey. Jessica, you want to say hi?
Hi, guys.
Okay, here's Jessica.
Hey, Frey.
And when she has post a comment, we will be able to, Jessica will see it and she can put it up on the screen. Now,
fantastic.
This is the first time, other than Survivor Jeopardy, that we're doing a live show on a Google Hangout. And yes. A lot of people know I am a fan of the Google Plus, and I am a big fan of the Google Hangout, but there's a lot of reasons why I want to, for the Miss Survivor competition, at least give it a shot on the Google Hangout. And just to real quick tell you why I want to use this instead of Spreecast. One, we have some more functionality as far as audio and video goes.
That's always good.
We also get a lot of people who complain about the connections at Spreecast. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Google Hangout is a little more solid. And we have a little more flexibility with some of the things behind the scenes. And lastly, there was another good reason, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, you could watch it on your iPhone or your iPad, which you cannot yet do.
That's a big deal.
On a Spreecast.
That's a big deal.
The one drawback, I will say, that the Google Hangout does not have, which the Spreecast does, is that the live chatting during the show, we don't have that. So unfortunately, there's no perfect option for us right now. But let's try.
Figure it out.
We'll give this a shot. I definitely want to hear from you guys what you think about this. And really, from the polling that I did, people's biggest concern was, hey, Rob, I listened to the show not live. I listened to it on my iPhone on my way to work the next day. Just make sure it sounds good. So that's the biggest thing.
Will do.
Yeah, for the people, the overall audience. I'd say 80% of the audience is saying, just make it sound good. I didn't watch the live show anyway.
Well, we got new microphones.
Yes, yeah, so we got some new recording equipment here. We're trying to put a better product in your ears. So that is what we're here doing. So, Nicole, very happy to be live with you here for the first time since God knows when.
I don't even know. Since probably Survivor Jeopardy.
Yes, in Survivor Jeopardy. I was going to say the night before Thanksgiving, we did a podcast.
I don't even remember that.
Yes, we did. And we talked about when Penner didn't make the move. He didn't take the deal from Denise.
Yes. And speaking of Penner, we were just dining with him.
Well, yes. I don't know. I don't know if that was for – that was, you know, not a – well, you know, I don't want to kiss and tell. Yes, we did.
Well, you posted a picture
of
it.
We did post a picture. But yeah.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Yes, We were guests of the Penners.
I won't say what we did there, but...
Yes, for dinner recently. All right, Kurt Clark, how are you, buddy?
I'm great.
All right,
pretty good night here in Chicago.
Pretty good night in Chicago. And it was a good night for Rob Has a Podcast, as Kurt has let us know, over 4,000 ballots were cast for this year's Miss Survivor competition.
Wowzer.
Wowzer, indeed. Mm. Yes. So over 4,000 ballots. And Kurt, now they were not all from the same person, correct?
Correct.
That's
the big
question.
They were not all from the same person. I looked into that, kind of managed that on the back end. But over 4,000 votes. And I think days we'd already surpassed the Big Brother top 14 voting from last summer. So a lot of interest.
Yes. Wow, well, forget Big Brother. Last year for Miss Survivor, we had 1,400 votes in this round. So we have almost tripled up on the number of votes cast for Miss Survivor in 2013. And who knows where we'll go for Miss Survivor 2014.
That's pretty incredible.
Okay, so what we're going to do here tonight, this is going to be a little different than we did it last year. Last year we had Kaz with us, and it was a very controversial show. What we did was we just revealed the top five one by one. Instead, here tonight, we have a little bit of a treat for you guys. What we're doing here tonight is that, much like a season of Survivor, we are going to go down from 18 down to the final three. Now, we're not going to reveal the order of the final three, but what we're going to do is Kurt is going to give us number 18, followed by number 17, by number 16, yada, yada,
so
yada.
So the first person voted out.
You get the idea. You can follow, follow what we're doing here, Nicole?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So first thing we have to do here, just to assure everybody at home, because I know a lot of people have questions about perhaps the legitimacy of this, especially after a lot of people, there was some controversy last year, how Kaz did not care for Amanda Kimmel. Everybody remembers
She made the top three.
From last year, yes. She made the top three. Kurt, I think we need to first swear you in as the
right
official vote
up.
Counter. So Kurt, could you please raise your right hand?
And grab your Bible.
I, Kurt Clark, repeat after
Kurt
me.
I, Kurt Clark.
As the official vote counter of Miss Survivor 2013.
As the official vote counter of Miss Survivor 2013.
Solemnly do swear.
Solemnly do swear.
That there is no funny business.
That there is absolutely no funny business.
Absolutely.
With the results of this very sacred vote.
This very sacred vote.
Did he say that right, Nicole? Does that count? Close enough?
Close enough.
Yeah. And if I am lying.
And if I am lying.
May I never use my reproductive organs.
May I never use my reproductive organs.
Because we will chop them off.
For anything besides elimination ever again.
For anything besides elimination ever again.
Well, that doesn't.
That doesn't what, Nicole? Do you want to amend the swearing
I think
in?
It just has to come right off.
It has to come off. Oh no. Well, I don't want to.
No,
get
then it. You know he's not messing around.
I don't want to get into that. All right, Nicole. All right. So are you ready? Are you understanding? This is we're on pins and needles here.
I am on pins and needles.
You ready, Kurt, to get into number 18? I'm nervous.
I'm ready to get into number 18.
All right, and Jessica, if you have any comments from our audience, definitely
let us know.
when we see them, we'll go ahead and put them up. All right, Jessica, and definitely also Jessica, that if you can keep an eye on what the reaction is overall on Twitter.
Yes,
we want to. This is a live show. This is happening live. It is about a quarter after 10 on the East Coast right now. It's Tuesday
on a school night,
January 22nd. It's all happening, Nicole. Miss Survivor, 4,000 votes are cast. Kurt Clark. Let's get into it.
Let's get it
number
on.
Number 18 on the list. The person number, with the least amount of votes.
The person with the least amount of votes on the list this year. A little bit of a surprise. This person came from our most recent season, Philippines.
Oh.
Okay.
We do not have a one worlder. That'll be the last time I try saying that. At number 18. This person
interesting.
Received votes. And
how many?
She described...
Hold
30.
On, say that. 30 votes.
30 votes, okay.
Yes. And just to remind the listeners at home, people have the option of voting for one, two, or three people. So the votes are going to be all over the place.
Yes, but and the votes were not weighted. So you had the option to vote
weighted.
Up to three, but we did not do a first place, second place, third place. So you got three chances.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, okay. So a Filipiner.
A Filipiner. That's we are dirty. Looking.
Or is it? Do we say Filipino?
It's Filipino.
Is that,
yeah.
Is that?
It's a Filipina.
Or a Filipina.
Uh huh.
Is that politically incorrect? A Filipino, or
that's
a Filipina?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure we're being accurate. Okay.
Yes.
Who could it be?
Oh, it's gonna be Roxy Morris.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Roxy Morris.
Oh, now, no.
Roxy Morris, a very very attractive woman, did mm-hmm. not unfortunately, I believe she did not garner the support here with
she didn't campaign.
She did not campaign. Now, ironically, the one person from Miss Survivor 2013 to appear in Playboy magazine this year. Yes, it's true. Nicole has no idea what I'm talking about. Kurt, can you elaborate on that?
I didn't even know that either.
Oh, well, I thought you subscribed. You told me you subscribed for the articles. Yes, that she came out and she was in. She didn't pose for the. She didn't. It wasn't topless, but she did. She was interviewed for Playboy magazine because I think is she kind of like a. I don't want to get this wrong. Is she a dominatrix? Is she? Or
I thought she was like a strict Catholic girl.
Yeah, something.
Wasn't she in the monastery?
I'm sure I'm getting this way wrong. I wish I had the iPad here to give you the full.
This has got to be false information.
Yes.
Her personal claim to fame from CBS.com is that she accepting the call of God to ministry. So this does surprise me.
Not the call of Hugh
bit.
Hefner.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on. Do we have a second? Let me see how fast I can type with on an iPhone. So let me do a Google search. Roxy Morris, as everybody who's listening to this in the archives is doing right now. Roxy Morris, Playboy. And we'll see what she had to do. It was something about religion, though. It was something about, like, can you be sexy and religious at the same time? And apparently not, said the voters of Miss Survivor.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Only 30 people thought so.
Only 30 votes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
who's next?
Yeah, we'll let that go. Probably not a good idea to be doing a bunch of searching while we're doing a live streaming show. All right. So if anybody has any more information on that, post it in the chat room, and then Jessica Frey will pull it up and we'll get some more information on that. Okay. So let's cross off Roxy Morris off of our list.
And we're down to number 17.
Number 17. All right. Here we go. Will it be another one world, or will it be a one worlder or another Filipina?
We have a one worlder in our ranks. This person scored 40 votes. So few more votes than our friend Roxy. And one of this person's pet peeves are whining. She hates whining. She hates being called a girl, and she hates rude drivers. And we are talking about none other than Nina Acosta from One World.
Oh, now Nina Acosta. Sadly, you know, Nina Acosta ended up looking a lot better at the post-Survivor. It was almost like
she cleaned up very well.
Like, I don't know if she just didn't have a good look going on Survivor, and this is what she looks like normal. She almost looks like the wife on Homeland in real life.
The wife on Homeland's really hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That the Nina Acosta cleaned up. Kurt, can you co-sign
Obviously,
this?
Obviously, Rob did not vote. She would have won.
If we're talking about island hot versus off island hot, I think that she falls in the latter category.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't even recognize Nina Acosta if you saw her on the island and then you saw her off the island at the finale. It was like, I don't know if it was like she went on the Swan in between, but she looks really good now.
I don't think she looks like the chick.
She
from
does.
Home
yes. Just Google. I don't know what you would Google. Nina Acosta.
I'm not Googling.
Go look up Nina Acosta now. I'm telling you, there's a big difference.
I'll save that for later.
You know who else is like that?
Who?
from Survivor Nicaragua.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Jill. She's like that too.
That is true.
I don't know what happens here, Kurt. Well, sometimes these ladies go on Survivor, they get like a short haircut, and then they come off of Survivor and you don't recognize them.
I think it's the Sioux Hawk. Is what the condition is called.
Sue Hawk was actually on the Swan.
Yeah, Sue Hawk actually got plastic surgery.
Okay. Like, she was the Swan.
Yeah, I don't know if some of these women say, hey, I got to go on Survivor. I got to have like a rough look. Maybe casting tells them like, hey, this is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no makeup. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the makeup makes a big difference.
Sometimes people need makeup.
Yeah. Maybe it makes a difference.
In terms of the first person to really show the difference between on island and off island, Sue, I think Sue is right up there in season one.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So Roxy Morris off the board, Nina Acosta off the board, both of them off in the second episode of the season. All right. Two down, 16
Number
to go.
16.
Oh, I forgot I wanted to say 18 women, 4,000 votes, one Final three, Miss Survivor. There you go.
That was good.
So we're down to number 16. We're looking at another Filipinut, as I'm going to call it.
Filipinut. I like that.
There we go.
Look at Kurt Clark.
There we go. And this person, 46 votes. And so if you're looking at 18, okay. 17, 16, you've got like a 16-point spread here. So it's all very close, very neck and
neck. But a poor showing nonetheless, Kurt.
Somebody who was medevaced from the season. We're talking about Dana Lambert.
Oh, Dana Lambert. Glambert?
Not a good year for her.
No, it was not.
Not a good year.
No. Unfortunately, yeah. So Dana goes out. Very, very sad. She didn't quit, but she was, she did quit.
Kind of.
She didn't get medically evacuated. She was a quitter, Kurt. That was the official.
She was hurt.
If you're going to be a stickler.
She was hurt.
Yes. Yeah. No, we feel bad for her because she seemed very nice. Yeah. I met her at the finale. And she knew, and she said hi to me. So she was, they say that she's a big fan.
Of Survivor or the
Not
show?
Not Rob's podcast. Oh, okay. Yeah. Also, now did not campaign either, Dana.
I was.
Correct?
Yeah. And that's why I'd say probably these bottom three that we're looking at right now, guessing there was not a lot of campaigning going on.
Not a lot of campaigning. Now, Dana, I think this was a missed opportunity because she could have been our first ever lesbian Miss Survivor. I think that
Let's be honest. Could have been.
I think that she could have taken this opportunity to, it would have been a landmark day for all sorts of people mm-hmm. who are lesbians and gay, bisexual, transgender. I think it would have been a new high. And I think that this was a missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity, definitely.
A ready-made community to tap into to support her. Just not the interest in campaigning.
Yes. All right. We have our first comment of the night. This is from Emikin C. Says, perhaps we should have a Miss Swanified Survivor. Oh, so now are we taking the people from Survivor and then are we fixing them up? Is it like a rap makeover?
No, I think it should be part of the rappies.
Oh, the best
before and after.
The best Swanified Survivor.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Is that like the, and then we could have the most handsome-fied man, and it would be Luan?
He's not on Survivor.
He's handsome-fied, though.
He is handsome-fied.
All right, so, three down, 15 to go. We're flying through this, Kurt. All right, let's get number 15 off the board.
And just to give you a sense, number 15, 119 votes, so a jump
from 46. Jump.
Oh, a big jump.
A big jump. So this is like a new tier now here.
Exactly. So yeah, draw the line after Dana, and we get to this next section. We have a one worlder again.
Oh.
And we have somebody else who was medically evacuated in an early boot. We have Courtney Moon.
Oh, Courtney Moon. Moon. Mm-hmm. That spells Courtney Moon.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So very, very sad. Here's her with her Meg Griffin hat as mm-hmm. she's on the screen at the right time. So Courtney Moon, she goes out. She broke her arm.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
And then she had the scare where we thought then she might have had some
shit. Whatever happened with that?
Yeah, I think she was okay. It was like we were very concerned.
She's still tweeting, so she's okay.
She's okay. And we don't want to get her mad either.
No,
so we don't want to say. But as far as we know, everything
she's
is good.
Okay. We're concerned,
but everything is good. Kurt, do you know anything about this?
I haven't heard any updates about Courtney's current condition, but definitely. Someone that I wish had stuck around longer. I think she would have been fun to have in the show.
She would have been
feisty.
Now, again, I don't think there was any campaigning, but I do feel like that she had a fan base for a first boot.
Uh-huh.
People liked her. She could have gone far. All right. So Courtney Moon is out of the running for Miss Survivor. Only 14. This is like The Bachelor. There are 14 girls in front of us, but only 3 roses. Who else will be eliminated from the competition?
The number 14 spot, 122 votes, so pretty much the same place as Courtney Moon.
Okay,
just close. Edged out Courtney Moon.
And I'm going to throw this out there, maybe a little bit of surprise. We have a final threer, someone who is in their season's final three.
Okay.
A final threer. Okay. Well,
so that's 5 people to pick from.
It's not Mike Scoopin.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's Scoopin. Number 14. Sabrina Thompson.
Oh, okay. Shocker. A shocker this early. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Sabrina Thompson.
That's why you have to campaign if you want it.
Yes, we have not heard boo from her since her season. She has been done a poor job of staying in the Survivor loop. She did not campaign.
She did not.
No social media presence either from her. Is she even on Twitter?
I think she is on Twitter.
Is she on Twitter?
Yeah, she is on Twitter. Yeah.
I can't recall I've ever seen a tweet from her, Sabrina Thompson.
I remember seeing a picture of her and Francesca.
Yes.
But that's it.
Okay. All right. Was it on Instagram or she tweeted a picture?
I think Francesca tweeted a picture.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Francesca is already got. She's doing a good job for Miss Survivor 2014.
Yes, she is.
And hopefully Francesca will do better than 14th place.
Yes. Francesca went to the inauguration.
I did see that. Yeah. So congratulations.
She's such a mover and shaker.
She is a mover and shaker. But again, let's keep it on Sabrina Thompson here. So again, you know, I did not see an end game on Survivor One World, and I certainly did not see an end game here in the Miss Survivor competition. This is an upset.
This is an upset.
I didn't know
you were such a fan.
Well, I'm just saying we have a look. Here she is. You know, she's
a
good looking lady.
She's a good looking lady,
and she should be higher than 14th on this list. But
unfortunately, a lot of other people do not.
But here's the thing: she sat on her high horse this whole time, just expecting to be in the final three, like this was Survivor One World.
And it's not.
Like, Kim and Chelsea were going to come along and just drag her to the final three, and that is not how this competition works, Sabrina Thompson. Lesson learned if you ever go back to Survivor and in a future Miss Survivor competition.
Now you know.
Yes, but very, very shocking to see Sabrina Thompson go out so early.
So soon. And who's up next?
Oh, and then next at number 13, somebody else from One World, another beautiful woman with 145 votes, Miss Alicia Rosa.
Oh, another one. Now, was there any campaigning coming from Camp Rosa?
I'm surprised because when I first
envisioned the idea of Miss Survivor of only the people from this year, I thought Alicia Rosa was somebody who was final three material. I thought that she would be
That's high praise.
It's high praise. Mm-hmm. And I thought she had a real shot at this thing. And what happened? No campaigning?
I saw no campaigning. We were looking around and not really. And again, 145 versus Sabrina with 122. You're still talking pretty close here.
These are people who went to the end of their show. Now, I don't know. Let's see. Let's take a look so far. In the bottom six so far, we have 4-1 World versus 2 Philippines. Mm-hmm. It's not dramatic. You can't even say it's the recency bias. Jessica Frey, can you confirm? Do we have any campaigning from Alicia Rosa? Oh, hold on. I muted Jessica Frey. Okay, let me unmute Jessica Frey. Jessica, any campaigning from Alicia Rosa that you saw? Oh, no. Anything? No, maybe she's.
I think she's saying no.
She's saying no. She's nodding no.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, that just goes to show you. And so the people who campaigned and worked their butt off, no pun intended with that, the people that worked their butt off in this competition, those are the people who are advancing, and that's how it should be. So Alicia Rosa, maybe she could have written a song for a campaign. Yeah.
But didn't.
You know, maybe
that might have been worse.
If Sabrina, if she was hanging out with Francesca, and who is an Obama supporter, she could have taken some steps from Obama on how to run an effective social media campaign.
I'm sure that's what he would want to do at the inauguration.
Yes,
talk to a survivor.
Yes, he would say, Sabrina, I want to tell your friend Francesca.
You totally screwed that up.
If she's going to run for Miss Survivor, you gotta make sure you get a good campaign. Make sure you get the vote out, get the word out. Use a hashtag. Get a voter turnout. It's very important. All right. So, all right.
Moving right along.
All right. Here's a comment. This is from Jerry Kowalski. Alicia was kind of scary out there. Not surprised. Hashtag Miss Survivor. Okay.
Someone is not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan, but Alicia did nothing to win over the voters of Miss Survivor, and that shows.
And it shows.
A paltry 13th place finish.
With only 140 votes.
In Miss Survivor. Okay. Better luck next time. Kurt, let's get number 12.
We're going up to number 12. Received 220 votes. Somebody that, in my opinion, there's probably a little bit of campaigning going on here.
Oh.
Another one-worlder who may have kind of slipped your mind. Miss Monica Culpepper.
Oh, Monica Culpepper. All right.
I like Monica.
I like Monica Culpepper, too. A close, in the inner circle of Tim Tebow, they say. That's what the
and she campaigned.
That's what the word is. Yeah, so a good campaign by Monica Culpepper. Yes.
It was quite a jump from Alicia to Monica Culpepper.
Yeah, so there was a tier jump. How many votes in between them?
Like 75, 80.
Okay, that's pretty good. And so Monica Culpepper, good job with the campaigning. Again, she's gone out too early. Gone out too soon. Again. But that being said, at the Mrs. Survivor competition,
you can guess she's in the running.
She could be. She's very much in the running here.
I think she could take it.
Yes.
I think she could take the Mrs. Survivor.
Yeah, she's over 40, right?
I think so.
Can we confirm that? Yes. Sure. Jessica Frey's thumbs up. A very quick thumbs up from Jessica Frey.
Yeah, she is 41.
41, okay.
That
was very close. Yes. That was like a Price is Right game. All right. So Monica Culpepper goes off the board. 11 slots to go. Here we go.
We have?
Who is number 11, Kurt?
At number 11, we start breaking back into our Philippine tribe. And we're looking at 357 votes.
Oh,
another jump.
Yeah, that's a lot of votes.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. And another pre-merge casualty, Katie Hansen from Survivor Philippines.
Oh, Katie Hansen.
I was hoping she'd be higher.
Well, I'm sorry, Nicole. She was,
I'm disappointed.
She didn't get a lot of airtime.
She didn't.
And what was she? Was Miss Delaware?
Delaware. And Katie, a beautiful girl. She should be much higher on this list.
Very, very pretty. Mm-hmm. She was good, and she was good on the show. Yes. She just did not make it too long.
We got some bad luck.
Because she got some bad luck. We got to that point in the game, and Jeff Kent was just like, "We got it." You know, he's like, "It's either Penner or it's Katie." And at no point he's like, maybe we should vote out Denise because she'll probably win the game if we don't. But that
bad move, Jeff.
That being said,
I think a lot of people were hoping she was going to be another Danny Boatwright. I know someone from the pageant world. She actually modeled her game after Danny, and I think that everyone was hoping that we'd see her go a bit further too. But Jeff was kind of zeroed in on her.
Yeah, you really know a lot about Katie Hansen.
Are you a stalker?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
You know who she modeled her game after.
Goodness.
Did you interview her?
Are you in her bushes right now?
That's actually no. It's a little thing called Wikipedia. I'm multitasking here, guys. Come on. I don't mean to ruin the magic, but
now, did she say she modeled her game after Danny Boatwright pre-game or post-game?
That was one of the people that she felt that she was most like. She thought that she respected Danny Boatwright. Because she proved that pageant girls can kick ass on Survivor, and she's hoping that it was going to happen again. So she was really kind of hoping to follow in Danny Boatwright's footsteps.
Well, she was a real pageant Patty, but unfortunately not this pageant. So you may be Miss Delaware.
Katie.
Yes, but you will not be Miss Survivor this year.
Not this year.
This year.
Not
but
this year.
Yes, she would in an alternate universe, she would be a great Miss Survivor. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, here she is. She has everything we're looking for in a Miss Survivor, but not the Survivor resume. Because it's not just about looks, Nicole.
It's not.
It's not just about looks when we're talking Miss Survivor. Okay. So here we go, Kurt.
Yes.
We're in the top 10 now.
Oh my goodness. Time is flying by.
Flying by. Yeah. You were worried. You said you were gonna have to pee three times.
I know,
before
and
we
I have to go
top.
To bed.
It's 7:40.
I know. I woke up early.
How old? All right, hold on. We have a comment. Hold on. Are you okay? Can we take a comment,
yes,
or we need to go to bed? Okay. This is from Ryan Popola, in the Rob has a podcast inner circle. Mm-hmm. Travesty. Katie is a pageant girl, was primed for this. Hashtag Miss Survivor, hashtag RHAP, and at reply to It's Jessica Frey. Okay, so that doesn't, you know what? I think that's not going to hurt if you put in
It's Jessica Frey.
an It's Jessica Frey mention, yeah, to get your comment read on the show. Yeah, but now, do we know, was there any campaigning coming from Katie Hansen? Was that on her Wikipedia, Kurt?
That was not on her Wikipedia, but as I was stalking her Twitter feed, I didn't see any campaigning going on. I might have missed it, but I think that's one thing you kind of have in common in this middle ground. You have better than you would have expected because there was some campaigning going on,
right,
and people who could have performed better had there been more campaigning, and Katie falls in that.
I don't think Katie's that big on Twitter.
Oh boy!
Unfortunate for her.
Yeah, it's one of the many places that it doesn't hurt that being big in a certain place will help you in this competition. Twitter is one of them. Twitter is one of them. Unfortunately, yeah, that was not one of the places that she was big in.
She's got other two places. Yeah.
You know, speaking of Wikipedia, I noticed recently that there is actually no Wikipedia entry for Rob as a podcast. Now, I know we were doing our own wiki, but I kind of feel like we should just be on the regular Wikipedia.
We should be.
We should be, but yeah, there's no Wikipedia entry. And I feel like a loser to write it myself.
Yes, there was one about me once.
Yeah.
And then it got deleted because I was insignificant.
Oh. All right. So we're on to the top 10. We didn't say top 10 yet, right? Number 10?
We did not say number 10 yet.
Okay, we're up to number 10. All right, here we go. All right, can we give the list of names who are in play here for Miss Survivor? I think let's just real quick. The one worlders still out there on the board. We have the lovely Kat Ederson.
The lovely.
Or Ederson, depends how you want to say it.
Oh, she's just Kat.
Yeah, just Kat. That love bug, Kat. Mrs. Hayden Moss. Then we also have, from Survivor One World, Chelsea Meisner is out there.
Who's hot.
We have the amazing Survivor winner, Kim Spradlin, is still out there. And of course, the social media hustler, La Cucaracha, Cha-Cha, is still out there. Christina Cha from One World.
And Christina Cha, she did.
She was campaigning. She was campaigning.
Even on Instagram,
she was campaigning. Yes. So she's a social media hustler.
She's a hustler.
All right. From the Philippines, we have Miss Cookies herself, Angie.
Yes.
Angie is still out there. We still have the winner of Survivor Philippines, Denise. We still have the Facts of Life star, Lisa Welchel.
Yes, we do.
We still have the always feisty RC St. Amour.
Yes, we do.
We have the doubly feisty Abby Maria Gomez.
The amazing
and
Abby Maria.
And the frequent smoocher of Jeff Probst, Miss Sarah Dawson.
Survivor Dawson. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also was campaigning, so we'll see how that campaign paid off. So those are the names. Those are the top 10. I have no idea where we're going next, Kurt.
It's anybody's game.
And this is where stuff starts to get real. Number 10, 438 votes. You take the good, you take the bad.
No.
You take 10th place, Lisa Welchel.
All right, so Lisa.
That's actually pretty good for Lisa.
That was good. I'm actually surprised.
400 votes is pretty good.
I'm actually surprised she's not a little higher.
She does have quite a big fan base.
Yes, she was the
fan. They
obviously
don't listen to the show.
She was the fan favorite this year. But I almost kind of feel like, I don't know, are the Lisa fans, if we're going to do the Venn diagram of Survivor fans and Lisa Welchel fans, I kind of feel like, a lot of the Lisa Welchel fans are not, maybe did not watch 25 seasons of Survivor.
Right.
It's like a lot of Lisa Welchel fans maybe watched Survivor because she was on this season, but are not listening to Rob as a podcast.
And they certainly didn't vote.
They did not turn out in mass for her. Well, what do you think of that, Kurt? What about that theory?
Yeah, I'm not sure we have the same overlap in terms of people watching Survivor. As Nicole pointed out, the Dorkagram, we have actually two separate circles, I think.
Yes.
Two separate circles. Yeah. So, well, good for Lisa Welchel. She's got a lot of things going on. She's on the Jeff Probst show. She's the co-host of the Jeff Probst show.
That's the word on the street.
They're not going to rebrand it to Jeff and Lisa, right?
Ooh. Or Lisa and Jeff.
Lisa and Jeff. And is Jeff's wife named Lisa also?
I think so.
Oh, that's confusing. Very confusing.
Not really.
Yes. Well, I did say, though, if I ever was going to have an affair, I think that the way to go would be to find somebody else named Nicole. Because then you never have to worry about you saying the wrong name.
Good to know.
That's how you get busted more often than not.
I'm glad you've been
you
thinking
say,
about
you
this.
You say the wrong name.
Very
so nice. Whenever I meet a Nicole, I say, ooh. I said, hmm.
Really?
just put that out there. Mm-hmm. I don't meet many Nicoles, though.
Yeah.
And there are very few Nicoles in the Survivor world. Nicole Delma.
And everybody thinks you're married to her anyway.
Yes. So that would be the ultimate crime.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Kurt, here we go. Number nine.
Nine already. Wow.
Number nine. And who's apologizing? Because the cleaning ladies are vacuuming our office.
Yeah,
right,
I was going to say,
what is like a party going on?
So, Kurt, we did a test last night of the internet, and we tried it from Kurt's apartment, and we were a little worried about the internet capacity at Kurt's apartment. So he's in his office right now. He stayed late.
I was going to say, you're cleaning people at 10 o'clock at
night? No, he's very dedicated to everything, but now he's being attacked by the cleaning people.
So I'm going to hop in and out of mute. I hope this isn't too distracting. Let me know. But number nine, with 486 votes, just ahead of Lisa Welchel. Rob, look out, because she might come at you when she hears this. Sarah Dawson.
Oh. All right.
Survivor Dawson.
Ninth place for Survivor Dawson.
I would have thought she would be a little higher.
Well, she
and by a little, I think a lot.
Well, you know, I mean, in fairness, what was she, the fourth person off the show?
She's very interactive in the Survivor, you know, online community.
Yes.
She's a very pretty girl.
And
she's very outgoing. She likes to make out.
Yes, she was campaigning hard, and you definitely saw a rise in the numbers. Without the campaigning, I don't think she would get to ninth place.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, for Dawson, she is a Rob is a podcast supporter.
She gets points for that too.
She did appear on Survivor Jeopardy, and I mean basically everybody else that she's up against here, everybody else that's left in the competition. Everybody else is past the merge. Mm-hmm. She's the last of the pre-merge people left on the list.
That's pretty good.
So we will officially is it within my reign as the chairperson of Miss Survivor to name Dawson as Miss Pre-Merge Survivor 2013?
Congratulations,
Jessica. Is that kosher? Jessica Frey is clapping. Yes, yes, that's kosher. All right, congratulations to Sarah Dawson,
Miss Pre-Merge
Survivor 2013. That's
like getting Miss Photogenic or Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality, yes. Miss Pre-Merge Survivor 2013, Sarah Dawson. So congratulations.
Great. Although, just case in point, Angie is also still on
the list. Okay.
And we take it away.
All right, I forgot about that. Kurt's a real Rob's fact checker.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Sorry, Survivor Dawson. You get
Dawson
no awards tonight.
I think she pulled a Lance Armstrong and
she cheated.
Too soon? Not enough? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, maybe if
this is a bad night for a Survivor.
Yeah,
Dawson.
It's almost like a Manti Te'o type thing. We have to issue a retraction. All right, so that she is first runner-up Miss Pre-Merge Survivor 2013.
I think she gets Miss Congeniality.
Yes, yeah. And Miss Makeout.
And Miss Makeout. Miss Slip the Tongue.
I have the feeling she's going to kick my ass the next time I see her now.
Yes, okay. All right, okay. So congratulations to Dawson for something. We're going to figure it out what. All right, here we go. Number eight.
541.
Are you getting texts during during the show here?
Is it from
Apparently,
Dawson?
I'm getting tweets about the show. So sorry.
What are they saying?
Good.
Yeah, put that on mute. Eighth place, 541 votes. We have one of our two season winners Denise Stapley.
Denise. Okay.
That's pretty good, Denise.
Now, Denise, for Denise here.
Zero campaigning.
Yes. One of our stars over at Rob Has a Podcast, Scott St. Pierre, he went ahead, he messaged everybody. So we didn't want to have anybody not know about Miss Survivor because listen to the podcast. Denise isn't big on Twitter or anything like that.
Is she on Twitter?
Yeah. He contacted everybody in the running and said, hey, look, this is Miss Survivor. Denise said she would not be campaigning for one.
She's got $1 million to spend. She's a little busy.
She has everything to lose. Yeah. So Denise said, I choose not to run. So Denise said, I'm going to leave it to the under 30 crowd.
Okay.
So Denise respectfully declined a campaign stop here on Miss Survivor. And even still
did well.
Came in eighth place. Well. She said, this isn't going to be one of the years in Miss Survivor. We just bring the worst people to the end. We want the best people there. At the end.
That's how so she likes to play.
A very dignified eighth place for Denise.
Very nice, too.
Yep. Very well done.
Okay. Well, we're more than halfway home here. We're at the top. We're at the top seven.
I can still get to bed soon.
Nicole can still go to bed. Okay.
We've got four more names to reveal.
Okay. So let's reset the board. I also want to get some, let's get some comments real quick. All right. Here, let me tell you who is still out there. Who is going to be our top three? Of our final seven, three of these women will be finalists, but four of them will not.
Will not.
Here we go. Just real quick. Kat, Chelsea, Kim, Cha-Cha, Angie, RC, the Abby Maria.
That's a bunch of hot chicks right there.
That is a great final seven.
That is very good.
The voters have done an amazing job so far.
But did they get it right?
Did they get the top three right? All right, Jessica has some comments for us. All right, here we go. This is from Dubba C for MUFC. Rob, how can you forget about Angie? I'm sorry.
He doesn't have cookies on the brain.
Sorry. Yes, that's what I wasn't thinking about.
Yes, he doesn't like cookies.
That's what I was thinking about. All right, Jessica, any other comments?
Doesn't look like it. All
right. Nope. Doesn't look like it.
No
all
more
right.
comments.
Everybody's still upset about me and that I screwed up Angie. All right, here we go. It's the top seven.
Top seven.
Here we go, Kurt. Number seven.
We've got with 557 votes, we've got a one-worlder.
A one-worlder. Okay.
Apparently, social media hustling can only get you so far. It is Lucky Garage.
Oh, I wanted
so
to
close. Yet
I
so
wanted
far.
To see Cha-Cha in the final three. I thought she would bring a lot to the table.
Yes,
we haven't really ever had her on this show other than her interview with Alicia. But she is a lot of fun.
Yes,
and there is a lot more
one
to her
favorites.
Than we saw on the show. Mm-hmm. She is actually very funny, Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
Sorry to see Cha-Cha not in the top three. Yes. Hmm. So that's interesting because I thought Cha-Cha was going to
go a little further.
I thought she was going to go further into the Miss Survivor competition.
But it is some pretty steep competition. So
yes, mm-hmm. very steep competition.
Very steep.
I have to say, I'm a little surprised to see Angie this far in the competition.
Why?
Because she was the third out in her.
But she's got huge knockers.
I get. Well, we know what the voters are looking for.
A love
Did she
of
campaign?
Goods.
What's that?
Did Angie campaign?
I don't know.
Knockers campaign for her?
I'm surprised to see Cha-Cha out and Angie still in because I did not see any campaigning coming from Angie.
That's interesting.
Okay. This is getting into the intrigue. Now we're down to the final six.
The nitty gritty.
Three of these women will be a finalist. Three of them will not.
And things are going to get even more real. You've got at sixth place, 681 votes. I'd like to say that this is the time that we can kind of make everything normal and right in Rob's world by announcing who this is. But unfortunately, it is Catty Dorset.
Cat down goes Cat at sixth place. She can't get past that sixth place.
I was just going to say.
Cat down goes Cat.
I thought that she would go further than that.
Well, there's only three spots.
I know, but I thought that if she didn't make the top three, I felt like she would have been like borderline.
All right, let's autopsy this a bit here. Kurt, was there any campaigning coming from Camp Ederson?
Not that I saw. But I'm very surprised that she did not finish in at least the top four.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was predicting a fourth place snub, but she, sixth place. Met her. She's a great girl. I was surprised that she got sixth.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, she was probably close enough that if it would have taken
a little campaigning,
a little social media hustling,
yep.
It could have gotten her there. And here she is now.
She could have gotten the job done.
She's in a power couple, mm-hmm. her and Hayden Moss. Hayden. Are they still together? As far as I knew. They're a power couple.
Uh-huh.
They could have, you know, put their social media might together.
Hayden has a lot of Twitter followers.
He does.
He could have gotten all those Big Brother people.
But alas.
Bad boyfriend.
My love bug, Kat, is out of the running.
That's unfortunate.
For Miss Survivor.
Unfortunate.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. All right. So we are now here. Now we are in the rarefied air up here, Kurt. This
yep.
is the top five. We've only got two names left to reveal. Hold on. Brian Scally, disappointed with Kat not being in the top three. Well, Brian, did you vote? Did you get your friends to vote? Did you go to the Apple store like Rob's Taboo Buzzer and mess with all the laptops and vote and vote from there?
That's
and
not
subscribe
cool.
to Rob as a podcast on like 30 different Macs?
That's cool.
Okay. All right. So the top five. Let me reset the board here, Vina, because yes. I know you have a bad short-term memory. Okay. Here we go. Here they are, Nicole. From Survivor One World, they are just two, Chelsea mm-hmm. and Kim.
Oh, those are good ones.
Once again, these two are locked at the hip.
Mm.
All right. From Survivor Philippines, we have RC. We have the Abby Maria and Angie Cookies Layton.
I don't know how this is gonna go.
Well, this is exciting now.
Yes.
Now the story has almost become here at Miss Survivor, the top five. How high will Angie go?
How many more times can she win?
How far could her boobs take her?
Yes. Well, she is, and here she is. She's a former pageant Patty. Yes. She's a Miss Utah. You know, you expected Kim to be here. You
yes.
expected Chelsea
yes.
to be here. You expected RC to be here. You expected the Abby Maria. No shockers there.
No shockers.
But the one name that I am very surprised to see here in the top five is Angie Layton.
Who did you think was going to be in her place?
I thought maybe either I would have said Cha-Cha or Kat.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
Me too.
Alas, there can only be three.
There's a lot of horny men out there.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right. If you want to get your message heard, hashtag RHAP or leave a comment on the YouTube version of this video. If you go on Rob's website, you can click the video and go to the YouTube page. Okay. So, or if you're watching live at MissSurvivor.com.
This is what it comes down to.
Yes. I'm on pins and needles right now.
Me too, but I think my foot's asleep.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is? All right, here we go. Number five.
No, this is number four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get it together.
Hold on. I've got five people left on my list, Kurt.
We have Kat as the last one.
I've got Chelsea, Kim, Angie, RC, Avi, Maria.
You're right. Sorry, I already crossed the next person off the list. So yeah, correct. Number five. With
okay, number.
There's a little bit of a scare there.
Close one.
Almost. Good.
It's like the podcast awards.
It's like the podcast podcast awards when they click to the next screen.
They
and
accidentally
then,
revealed.
Not on us. Not yeah. for us.
Different category.
Like, yeah.
All I have to do is subtract one, and I even managed to mess that up.
Okay.
In fifth place, 856 votes, about 200 votes more than Kat.
A lot of votes.
It is a lot of votes because we could go back to Roxy with 30. This person had 856.
Wowzer.
We are looking Angie Layton.
Oh, well, the Cinderella ride ends.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, at midnight, Kurt Clark showed up and turned the cookies back into a pumpkin. That's a very extended metaphor.
Yes.
At number five, wow, what a respectable finish. And you wonder if she would have been out there on the campaign trail just a bit.
How much further could she have gone? Could she have taken the whole thing?
Could she have taken the whole thing? If she would have been out there with a box of cookies.
With Girl Scout cookies.
Perhaps in a Girl Scout uniform.
Yes.
This may have been a if I would have been her campaign manager, we would have got her to the top three.
Yes.
But that's not how it works. No. And I will not make an endorsement. That's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Yes, yes. She could have been selling Girl Scout cookies, too.
Yes, I bet she'd have a lot of badges.
Yes, she would not. Hopefully not too many. Hopefully not too many, because that blocks a lot of stuff.
Yes.
No, not too many badges.
It does have a lot of surface area, though.
All right, a lot of surface area. Okay, so basically, here's what we're down to. We have four lovely Survivor ladies.
Lovely ladies.
But we only have three tickets to the Miss Survivor finals. Okay? So one of these four is going to be out right here. This is from WC for MUFC says, and that's how the cookie crumbles. Well done.
Well done.
Well done. Okay, so here's our top four.
Yes.
Okay. We have Chelsea. We have Kim. We have RC. And we have Abby Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one and only.
The one and only. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see who is not going to make it. Don't tell us yet, Kurt.
Don't tell us yet.
Yes. Jessica, let's
get some questions.
Let's get some comments. Let's get some questions here. Let's let this sit. We're live right now.
We got some
time. The world doesn't know. If you're listening to this in the archives, you're probably spoiled already by now. There's a good chance you may already know the top three finalists. But at this moment, the only person in the world that knows is Kurt Clark.
And maybe his cleaning people.
And maybe the cleaning lady.
Well, the vacuuming has finally stopped, so I think I scared them off.
Okay.
But the sucking will continue.
It always does.
Yes. As long as this podcast goes on. All right. So Fuggy Bootling says, oh, man, RC versus Abby Maria would be hilarious.
That would be pretty amazing.
#RHAP # Miss Survivor. Well, yes. That would
be amazing.
Well, that would be the dream.
Are we living the dream? We'll find out.
And actually, that's what we're looking at now. I mean, it's basically, they're either going to be competing in the final three or they're competing to be in the final three. So.
Yes. Well, that would be a very tense because basically if this was a real final four, you would think Chelsea and Kim are aligned.
Yes.
They are still close friends to my knowledge.
Yes.
And then on the other side of the aisle, you have two people
who hate each other's guts,
who are not fans of each other. So yes. This would be a very interesting final three.
Mm-hmm.
You almost as a fan of the Miss Survivor competition, you'd almost like to see either Kim or Chelsea go out here.
Yes.
Because it could be a love fest in the final three if it's Kim and Chelsea.
I think they both deserve to be there, though.
They both deserve to. They all these women deserve to be there. This is very hard. Okay. This is from Keith D. Jr. He says, #, a lot of horny men, that's a #, are now crying that Miss Survivor 2013 should have been a top five like last year. Oh, well, it should have.
Sorry, horny men.
Sorry, horny men. Unfortunately, it was not. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry about that, everybody. But unfortunately for Miss Survivor, it is only... is only a top four. One more. This is, if RC makes the top three, are we bringing in Pete Bro as a guest to judge for the finals? That's from Dawn's Bread. No, I think Pete Bro would be biased here. We can't have any bias in the Miss Survivor competition.
It would be very funny, though.
Yeah. So just to set the stage for what we're playing for here with the Miss Survivor finals, here's what we're going to do. When we get to the final three, I will contact everybody in the final three.
What if they say no?
If they say no, well,
then it goes to the next person.
Well, I don't know what we're gonna do. We will probably just make it down
two?
To a final. It'll be a final two.
So it's like they quit.
If they quit, if they choose not, if any of them refuses an invitation to Miss Survivor, we will get down to a final two. Unless two of them refuse, then we'll go back to the drawing board. Then we'll go back to the drawing board. Okay. So we will contact the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
We will do an interview, which will be 20 minutes long, a 20-minute interview with each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will go ahead and then schedule a debate with the Miss Survivor final three.
That's going to be awesome.
Before one final round of voting, about a week or so, okay. About a week or so, maybe a little less than a week because, you know, how long, go pick one. I mean, how long does that take? Okay. So, and then I'm trying to get the Miss, and then with any luck, the week in the days leading up to Survivor 26, we will crown our Miss Survivor.
Pretty exciting.
Very high stakes. Mm-hmm. There has been an official Miss Survivor sash ordered.
Yes, there has.
And not the guy from Survivor Nicaragua.
Parvati's very upset that she didn't get a
Well, it was
sash.
The first one.
Yes.
It was the first one. Just like at this year's podcast awards, they didn't have the podcast awards live into place last year. Mm. So you didn't get to make a speech if you won a podcast award last year. The event gets bigger. Miss Survivor 2016 will probably, you know, have like a huge trophy and diamonds and prizes and stuff like that. Again, we have to, you know, it's growing.
We have to grow.
It's a growing competition. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be a very special Miss Survivor Tundra hat in the works.
Ooh,
yes.
Ooh, is it going to be pink?
Yes. And there may be some jewels on it also. All right. But that is not what we're here to decide right now. All right, Kurt Clark. Are we ready for the final three? Really, really tease this one. Let's
In an effort to tease it, let's throw some numbers at you. Fourth place received 909 votes.
That's a lot of votes. Almost 25% of the ballots.
And just under 300 votes separated fourth and third place.
Wowzer.
Okay. It was very close.
Can you tell us the season?
Well, All right,
don't listen to
let Kurt take it wherever he wants to take it.
No, I think that the and just to give some perspective, less than 350 votes separate first and third place.
How many?
350.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking at fourth place.
Okay.
It's somebody from Survivor Philippines.
Oh.
So it's we're down to a battle between Abby Maria and RC.
As Ooh. Usual.
As usual. And I'm afraid this time, it might just be culture. I don't know, but it is Abby Maria in fourth place.
Abby Maria.
No.
So the dream of the Abby Maria versus RC at the debates dies. Yes. Jessica Frey on the sound effects, also one of the things you could do on a Google Hangout.
Okay.
I'm sad about what we didn't get. But first, let us. What an amazing final three we have! Chelsea gets a chance at redemption.
Did not campaign.
May not even know about the Survivor. Yet. May or may not know about it. We will find out in the coming days. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Meisner, a woman who's no stranger to winning, Kim Spradlin.
Also did not campaign.
Yes. And the third wheel and I'm saying that because she is the outsider.
The other two
are BFFs. Mm-hmm. She could be the spoiler of the One World Ladies dominance. Mm-hmm. RC Saint Amour. This is going to be good.
Yes, and RC very active on the
very active. I have to give a lot of credit to RC. A very effective campaign to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how much.
But can it be enough?
Can it be enough? She has some stiff competition. And Will, I think working in RC's favor, I wonder if the One World girls will split the One World vote.
Ooh.
Yes. Who will? I mean, it's you know.
That's true.
I would say that, you know, all the Philippines people will endorse RC, but we don't know about that. We don't know that for sure. But the One World vote will be split. Who will the likes of Troyzan endorse?
Oh,
who will a Jonas endorse? Mm. Who will Jay Byers endorse?
Ooh.
Who will Cha-Cha endorse?
These are very good questions.
Who will Cat endorse? Mm-hmm. Lots of good questions. Kurt, what's your reaction?
Having monitored the votes kind of consistently over this past week, the top five were kind of pretty much the top halfway through the week, and I was still wondering like kind of where the top three were going to end up even coming into that last weekend. So I'm happy with this top three. I think I didn't vote. I tried to stay neutral, but I definitely see that all three of these folks, all three of these lovely ladies, definitely deserve to be in there. So it's a solid three.
Mm-hmm. I will say that I was a little nervous and a little bit of a relief is over that I follow the Abby Maria on the Instagram,
right.
And she's like in South America or something right now. So I was a little nervous about being able to wrangle her for an interview because she is not in the country right now.
But that would have been so amazing to have her in the debate.
Yeah.
You could have got her mom to join in also.
Yeah, you have Abby Maria like on an iPhone in Chile right now. Nothing would have gone wrong there. All right, let's take some reaction from you guys. Hashtag RHAP. Let's see. This is from Asha Water. RC and Abby in the final three at RHAP would have been like the Hunger Games.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that is great.
Very true.
Yes, that's great. May the odds ever be in your favor.
Yes, the odds were not in Abby Maria's favor.
Who's Katniss?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Okay. Benry's Bongwater said, "You clowns voted for abroad with a mustache over child." That's not cool, Benry's Bongwater.
He's not cool.
You must be high. Benry's Bongwater. How dare you? That is a Survivor winner you're talking about, sir.
That's royalty.
Yes, that is Survivor royalty, Kim Spradlin. Yes. How dare you, Benry's Bongwater? Okay, that not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool. All right, another comment. This is from Erin. Erin says, "Would love watching the Abby Maria in a debate if she makes the top three. There might be tears from the other finalists." Yeah, well, I'm sorry. You know, people, you didn't love
missed
it enough.
Opportunity.
You didn't love it enough because you did not get out and vote.
Yeah.
Kurt, how was the Abby Maria campaign going? I mean, she left the country during Miss Survivor.
Did she campaign?
I didn't notice any campaigns. There were but still a sizable number of votes, I think, both from... and I think the dedicated fans who are very vocal about it, but probably also a kind of the quiet folks who do the show and just loved her as a character.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. This is from at RC Survivor.
Ooh, okay.
From one of the finals herself tweets, "I would like to publicly thank my campaign manager at Tim Lamaster for top three finish with Miss Survivor. Hashtag RJB. So yes, a official press release from RC Survivor. Yeah. So RC, much like Barack Obama, she does she is very well organized. And very, you know, she has all of her ducks in a row here, mm-hmm. heading into the finals for Miss Survivor.
Yes, she does.
And I think that I'm not sure if I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but maybe Kim and Chelsea, they may want to think about getting their campaigns in order as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting it out there.
This isn't a point where the passive campaigning is going to necessarily secure you the win. They're going to have to step it up. RC is definitely not going to rest.
You don't want to look.
We have a good fight.
Yeah, you don't want to look overconfident and not be campaigning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want people to think you're complacent.
Right.
That you're the.
We want to know you want this.
You're the incumbent.
Yes.
You know, a feisty challenger could come away and strip that tiara away. All right, here we go. This is from Schmid3. Says, "At Abby Maria got robbed. Recount." Kurt, will you be doing a recount?
One second. Yep, she got fourth place.
Recount, yes. Were there any hanging chads?
There were no hanging chads. And just to rest, before I kind of looked and cleaned the votes, and after I cleaned the votes, the results were the same. So no voter tampering in this election.
Well,
no,
that's good to know.
No voter irregularities.
That's good to know.
No voter fraud. Okay. So this is very exciting. So we will be contacting the final three. I'd like to get moving on this ASAP,
well,
as soon
boss,
as possible. Well, we'll see. It really will come down to how fast these women respond to my contact requests.
Yes.
And based on...
If it's like most women.
Yes, based on my previous 34 years on this earth, I don't expect it to be a smooth or fast process.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm guessing you could probably do the RC interview right now. Like she's ready to go.
Yeah, I do sense that. I do sense that we could probably get the RC interview over by.
You might even have an email.
Yeah, we may just do it as part of this show, but no, that is we will let the dust settle here.
Let it sink in.
We're gonna let the results digest here. And so let everybody have a chance, because a lot of people are not watching this live. A lot of people are going to listen to this in the archives tomorrow and over the next day. So we'll give everybody a chance to digest this big news today of our Miss Survivor 2013 finalists. They are, in alphabetical order, Chelsea, Kim, and RC. Yes.
Yeah.
So very exciting stuff, Nicole.
It's very exciting. This is a great final three. I think that it's going to be a great debate, and I'm really looking forward to this.
Yes. Do you wish that you were in the final three?
If I was eligible, I'm sure I would be.
Yes. Yes. A night of big surprises. Yes.
Thank you,
Jessica. All right. So, Jessica, do we have any more comments coming in from hashtag RHAP as we're here live on the Google Hangout? And then I want to hear from you guys also after the fact. Leave me a comment on Rob as a Podcast on the show page for this.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from
you. Yeah. Leave me a comment and tell me what did you like this the way we did this on the Google Hangout, or do you prefer the Spreecast? I'm sure we're going to get a lot of people going both ways saying we hate this, and a lot of people saying this was better.
And do you think Rob's hair is growing back?
Yes. And what about am I pulling this look off? Because people said at first, mm-hmm. Oh boy, he looks like a young Picard. But now I'm getting from people stopping me and saying, is that Matt Lauer?
No one is doing that.
Yes, somebody did that.
No one is
Somebody did do that.
Who?
Somebody, you don't know them. Yes. They go to another school.
Yeah.
It was Manti Te'o's girlfriend told me
in
that.
Canada.
Yes.
Yes.
Nick Nasty says, wanted Abby Maria at the final three just so she could call the other finalists idiots and morons. No.
I'm sure she'll still say that.
Instead, she will call the voters idiots and morons. And Kurt, are you concerned? Abby Maria might call
you an idiot or a moron.
Yeah, idiots, morons. We need that as a soundbite.
Like Jessica Probst.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the angry Abby tweets. So we'll see if those come flying in.
Luckily, she's out of the country.
We'll see. Luckily for you, Kurt Clark, she's out of the country right now.
I'd watch your back.
Watch your back. That's right. All right. So Nicole, in addition to the Miss Survivor calls that we're going to make.
Yes.
We are also going to getting ready for our big Survivor 26 preview.
Yes.
Coming up. Are you ready for that?
No, I'm not, but I will be.
You will be.
Yes.
You are aware, Miss, that Survivor 26 is rapidly approaching.
Yes.
Okay. Rapidly approaching. Also coming up, very big news, the Survivor Amazon 10-year reunion live show.
Oh, you are having
We are doing that live, tentatively, pencil it in, Thursday, February 7th, 2013. All right, we'll go easy on the sound effects, Jay Frey. We'll do, you know, a little bit, a little bit here and there.
A little bit goes a long way.
A little bit goes a long way with the sound effects. All right, so this is from...
is it going to be the entire cast?
Brooks, well, you can only fit 10 people on a Google Hangout.
Oh.
All right, so I think right now I'm at, we have seven.
Okay.
Seven confirmed, including myself.
Okay.
And then Kurt Clark will come in and reveal the top seven.
Got it.
So this is from Brooks Mac14, says, so can we all expect Kim to win after Chelsea tells everyone to vote for her, right? Isn't that how it goes? hashtag Miss Survivor. We'll see. This could be Chelsea's redemption.
Maybe.
This could be.
We know how the voters like boobs, so it could go to Chelsea.
Yes. Maybe we'll interview her doctor. Yes, and we know what Tarzan will say.
Yes.
Where's the Angie vote going to go but to Chelsea?
Will Angie endorse somebody?
Will the cookie lovers go to Chelsea?
Will one of the finalists bring Angie some cookies? Mm. And then...
Will someone wear a Girl Scout cookie outfit? Or a Girl Scout
yes.
outfit?
Will someone wear a Girl Scout outfit? Then, will the power of veto be used to save one of the final three?
Wrong show.
All right. Well, let's see. One last comment. This is from Shaking Tarzan. Says, at Rob Cesarino, man, should have had a final five. Missed out on a great candidate in Abby Maria. Hashtag RJP. Miss Survivor. Hashtag Parv is Queen. Well, you know, that's just, you know, we did five interviews last year.
And that was hard to do.
It
was hard for us to do.
It was hard to do. A lot of interviews. I think this is going to be more concise.
Yes. Okay. We don't have that kind of time this year.
Yeah, we're also a little behind the eight ball.
A little bit.
Because of the going to Vegas and everything pushed us back a little bit. So, all right. So the final three interviews are coming later this week. Knock on some wood that we'll be able to get that going. And then hopefully we get the debate up and running by next week.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hope it's not going to be too much of a love fest with Chelsea and Kim.
It might be.
And just letting you know, according to RC's Twitter feed from earlier this week, actually, it was Tim Lamaster, her campaign manager, was tweeting, if you want to see RC Survivor wear a leopard skin bikini to the Miss Survivor debate, vote.
So, oh, you hear that, Kim? You hear that, Kim? You hear that cast of Survivor One World? All right. So that could be, you know, things are getting out of hand, getting out of control.
She wears a leopard print bikini, so is Rob.
Yeah, no. Nicole, how dare you?
I think I just saw Nicole's I'm not thrilled faced, so I apologize.
Oh, Nicole, your poker face, you cannot hide it.
For bikinis? Yes. For you?
Oh, well, what are you poker facing?
I don't know. What am I poker facing?
I don't know. Nicole, do you approve of the finalists wearing swimwear to the interviews and or debates?
I think that they should.
You think that they should?
I think that they should.
Okay. All right, good to know. All right, so we're going to start to wrap this up. First off, let's thank Kurt Clark for his outstanding work here, tallying all of the votes up, then going into work. And what time is it where you are, Kurt?
It's almost 10:30.
Almost 10:30. Being in the office till a very late time, having to put up with the cleaning lady. Now, do they have a policy in your office building, no sleeping with the cleaning lady?
We're going to go grab a drink now.
Okay, good. Are you going to tell her about your power as the official Miss Survivor vote counter?
I don't think there's actually any English spoken here, so I can tell her anything.
Oh, they speak the language of love.
Yes, she was a fan of the Abby Maria.
I just bought Rosetta Stone love, so I think we're in a good place there.
All right. Speaking of buying things like the Rosetta Stone, you can get a lot of great deals right now, especially if you are a college student going back to school who you need. If you need the textbooks, I've been hearing from a lot of our college listeners that they have been getting great deals on their textbooks, much cheaper than at the college store through Amazon. Of course, we always appreciate it when you use our links at Amazon.com. Go to robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. You get the best deals. And then also, you help support this podcast, and we can buy better equipment to do better shows for you guys. We like to put the money back on the screen for our listeners. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Nicole, did you have any final thoughts? Anything else you wanted to share? Tell us about?
No, this was a great competition so far, and it's going to get even
very
better.
Very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting competition. Thank you to Kurt Clark. Thank you to Jessica Frey. And thank you guys for voting for reals, people.
For reals.
Over 4,000 votes
Incredible.
Were cast
Incredible.
On this. And really, I mean, for a thing that didn't exist 2 years ago, for the, you know, the support of the Miss Survivor pageant, we're really feeling it through the screen.
Yes.
And people are really excited about it. And really, thank you guys so much for continuing to support this show and all these dopey ideas that we have. So
I
thank
think
you
we
guys.
Also need to thank Rob as well. He puts a lot of time and effort into
No thanks. So no, sorry. That is
we thank Rob.
It is my duty, Nicole. Mm-hmm. The no thanks are necessary.
Yes.
It's what I was put here to do, was host the Miss Survivor competition.
Oh,
so,
okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Have a great night. Thanks for watching us live. Let me see how many people are watching us. Are people even still watching us live? Let's see. Let's see how many people
are
watching
us. Or they leave after the final three.
Yes. Yes. over 150 people are still watching us live here on YouTube. I know it was a curveball to do it on a Google Hangout and not on Spreecast. So, again,
give it a try.
Let us know what you think. Thanks to everybody, and keep it real. Keep hitting us on social media at Rob Sestino, at Nicole Loves Shoes. Tell us what you think. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. And congratulations to Kim, Chelsea, and RC, your Miss Survivor finalists. Take care, everybody.
Congrats, ladies.
Bye.